What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Doing better than we did my first 2 years, but as I've told most people, my first year was really my redshirt year. I got the job late in July, and the portal was gutted. I hired the staff. I really don't have any excuses. I would have liked to have a better record, but it is what it is. Last year, I got better players. I upgraded my staff. I've done the same thing this year, and I think I have a little bit of continuity this year. I brought back 8 players, so I think that's more than 95% of the teams in America. So. They know what I want. They know how I want things done in practice and how we're supposed to behave, whether it's road trips or just watching film by themselves. So, yeah, I'm happy where we're at now. I do think we've dropped 2 or 3 games that we should have won, but these things happen during the season. So, yeah, I'm happy with the way we're trending.
No doubt, Coach, like you said, man, retention is so important in today's college basketball because it's hard. Because it's kind of like you're in JUCO almost, a new team every year. But you retain guys, have continuity, so guys know what you expect, know how to play, know your schemes. Now you can build off your schemes now and do what you do better, your concept. So that has to be very important in the games you played non-con, like using pretty much most of your games.
Yeah. We had the opportunity to play at Xavier, which was a close game, and at Georgia, which those are the 2 games that we could have won. For whatever reason, they did win. But I think my team, the majority of them, we've been together and played in so many games these last 2 years. I think we just need to concentrate on finishing better. And I think my mistake with this team was, okay, I got 8 guys coming back. This might be a little bit easier than previous year because I had – that many guys returning, but the reality was everybody's role changed. And maybe I didn't, once again, it's my 3rd year in coaching, so I'm learning. But yeah, everyone who came back, their role was different than last year because the guys who had graduated. So I had to relearn some of the things I had taught them last year. And once again, we got such a brutal non-conference schedule. I wanted to make sure that their confidence was not shot because we have to play so many home games in order to pay our bills at South Carolina State. So hell, we were at Marshall, at Furman, at Xavier, at South Carolina. So, but they held up, and we got some wins, and we're all good, ready to finish off the second half of the MEAC tournament.
No doubt, Coach Marty, something you said very important. A lot of times, ABCU basketball, fans don't understand that the record is a little bit deceiving because of what you have to do for us, raising right. money for the school. Because I remember when I was in it, we was like either 4-9 or 3-10. And like, yeah. y'all, but you can't let it mess with your mind because yeah. you're doing it for a bigger purpose.
That's
and
right.
you want to win those games, but you got to play them to help the school out. It's mainly getting your conference play.
That's
right. mess with you.
That's right. And every year, about 10 games into the season, if we – I can't remember. It was at Missouri last year. This year, maybe it was at Marshall. I have the money conversation in which, hey, for you new guys, the reason our schedule is the way it is because we have to pay bills. We have to play these guaranteed games, and that's the way we pay our bills. Is this ideal? No, but this is what we do. So, guys, you know, kids are going to be wondering, man, why are we playing these teams and keep getting our heads handed to us? Well, I have that conversation now every year about 10 games into the season, so those guys know. Fellas, yes, about winning, but you know what? We can also measure how much we're growing when we play these games. And I think that's what was great about the Georgia game. We had a 17-point lead at halftime, ended up losing, but I think we got so much positive feedback from not only the Georgia coaches, but just in general in that, fellas, that was our game. We just didn't finish it right, and that led us into playing Morgan State and Coppin on the road to start the league, and we won both games on the road. So you can't get some positives from that, as you said about the record. I don't want to be 3-10 when the preseason ends, but hey, I knew what I was signing up for when I took this job, so I'm very happy where we're at today.
No doubt, Coach. That's how fans understand it. I think fans don't get that concept. I'm glad we got to break it down for them again. Like, this is the reason why, because I had to deal with it myself. I said, yeah, it is what it is. Don't worry about it. And you know what, Coach? It's also good, man. These close games you played, I know they didn't go your way, but now you can have something to teach to and reference back when it's get to the Norfolk scope there, because that's what's really going to matter when you get to Norfolk
right.
and closing it out. Hey, we've been here before, guys.
That's right.
Let's run this the right way. Let's get the right block. Let's crash the right way. Do our right rebounding scheme. So
that's
all
right.
the things that – the small things that fans don't really think about, as you and I will see, that make impact winning – do it the right way that we'll come on top and lead
right.
the scope with going to the big dance.
That's right. You could go 31-0, and if you don't win the MEAC tournament, you're not going to the tournament. Flip side, you can go 0-31, and if you win the MEAC, you're going to be dancing. So I think with our games in league, we've lost three games in league. We lost them by a combined 8 points. In those three games, we've missed 29 free throws. So as I said, fellas, nobody has beat us. We've beaten ourselves. You got to give props to Norfolk, Central, and Delaware State, but they didn't beat us. We beat ourselves. We have to make free throws, and we got to make better decisions to close up the game and to piggyback off what you just said. Hey, we're getting ready for, in about 3 weeks, the moment we've been talking about all year, which is at the scope, winning the MEAC tournament. So it's a journey. It's a process. And I think my first year, especially maybe not last year, I was so into every game we lost. It was like, oh, this is crushing. And it's kind of like, you got to keep it moving. And if you keep it moving, the kids will. And I think I was better at that last year, and I'm even better at that this year. So, once again, we play Morgan State on Saturday, and we start the second round of our games. And we have 5 home games and 2 road games. We started out the first half of our league play with 5 road games and 2 home. And to be honest, I'm kind of glad it was like that because we went 4-3, should have gone 5-2. But that's not a bad record when you have 5 road games out of 7.
No doubt, Coach. Imagine this coach, like, you kind of played a game last week on the 8th against a non-D1 school there. Talk about getting that little break in the schedule to kind of really refocus, reset, and kind of self-scout a little bit. They also ask little things that you want to add as you go down this last 7 game stretch to run you into the scope there where it really counts.
Yeah. So we had 2 long breaks in the MEAC play. The first within the first set of games, the first round of games. And in that one, I didn't schedule anybody because I thought we had played a few games and we kind of knew what we needed to clean up. This time we were just getting healthy. And so I thought with guys coming back, and I had no idea that a couple of the guys who were hurt were going to be ready to play that game. And I just thought it was good for them to get a good lather, a good sweat, and just get up and down. So now we're almost 100% healthy, and that's what you want to be at the end of the year. Being on a streak is good, but you want to make sure all your guys are healthy. We're getting back Caleb McCarthy, who has not played since the Georgia game. Last week was his first game. Colin was a little banged up, my shooting guard, and Mitchell Taylor, who's from Atlanta, Georgia, he didn't play in the game we played last Saturday. So really at this point, I'm trying to get us healthy. We've had a great week of practice. We got one more tomorrow, and then hopefully we can get ready to win all seven of these last games we have in the MEAC.
And Coach, what you all playing Saturday, Monday, your practice week, this is kind of early in the week, it's kind of you guys, NC State, but do you kind of work in some copping on the back end, or you kind of worry about copping after you play Morgan?
Yeah, we worry about copping after we play Morgan. I have too much respect for these teams and these coaches. And to be honest, that's just how it shakes out. After we beat Morgan, hey, that night I like to look at film. And I think the other plus side about this round is we played everybody once. So we automatically have film. Now, that being said, sure, those teams have changed over the last 3 or 4 weeks, but at least you got an idea what their personnel is, some of the things you ran that were successful against them. So you have Saturday night, Sunday, and part of Monday to get ready. And I tell guys all the time, fellas, when we go to NCAA tournament, this is what it's going to be like. You got a day in between your game. You're going to win a game. You got to turn it around quick. So in a roundabout way, it prepares you hopefully for postseason if you're fortunate enough to get in the dance.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, this time of year, man, are you all still going kind of live? It's more like, you know, we're going to go half court a little bit, not really go up and down too much, kind of, as you said, save guys, legs, make sure that they can still fresh.
Yeah, I'm from the old school. We're going to go up and down. we press. But what I have done is I've cut back practice time. Usually before, I'd say during the preseason and maybe at the start of the league, we'd go for 2 hours. I've backed that up now to an hour and a half. But because we press, you have to do that every day so they can keep their pressing chops, if you will.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Back off of that, when you get in the game, it'll be like they'll be pressing, but they won't have that. So we still press and get up and down. But I think as the season starts to wind down, once again, I've probably shortened practice up a little bit more and start doing a little bit more half-court stuff. But I have to press every day at least for 20 or 30 minutes because that's what we do. And to be honest, that's the formula we had at Press Virginia, West Virginia, when we were Press Virginia. We got to get after it every day. It might not be as long as it was in November, December, but we have to get after it every day.
No doubt, man. And you know what, Coach? It's funny, man. Like, you know, I've had guys coming on your show talking about trying to play you and the press break offense. I'm like, yeah, you got – hey, Coach Mark, go get after you.
No doubt.
So guys in the league, we all talked about how playing you is always – but your pressing, man, it's always tough. Make sure that press break offense is on point. I said, even if it's on point, you still may get messed up.
Yeah. I think one thing I learned at West Virginia is, you know, the one thing you can never you can never game plan for is fatigue. And when fatigue sets in, it sets in. And it's hard for you to get back to 100% if you're fatigued because fatigue really is in the mind. So my goal of doing this, and I'm fortunate because I got 11 players I trust. I try to play 10, 11 players and try and wear down your 7 or 8. And that doesn't always mean we're going to get a victory. But I think, like, in the tournament setting, like the MEAC tournament, sometimes you go back to back to back. Well, on day three, I'm going to have a lot more legs than the guys who are only playing 7 or 8. So that's when I really lean on that pressing and how we do things to benefit us.
And, Coach, man, I love how you all will tell you practices. You have active hands defensively. I love that about your team, man. Talk about how you build it into your guys by having active hands, being locked in, the point of attack defense, just really using your feet and not bodying up so much, really just being there, being them to that spot.
Yeah, we're about active hands, and to be honest, if you looked at how we foul, I think we're one of the highest fouling teams in America. And so I tell our guys, hey, I would rather have to calm you down than to get you too excited. So we tell them when you're trapping or when you're moving, you know, ball pressure can be applied with your hands. It doesn't always have to be applied with your body. But we have some guys that are they're handsy, and that's something we got to get better at. But we're gonna stay aggressive, and when you have a guy trapped, you got to close the trap. You close the trap with your hands. If your hands are down, he's going to see these passing lanes right by your ears and pass it there. So we're big on putting your body between man and ball and using your hands and trying not to foul. I think that's something we can get better at the season going on. We foul a lot.
And coach, rebounding wise, man, doing a good job on the glass, in my opinion, man. Collect the rebound because you and I both know you can defend like crazy for 20 seconds, but you don't get the rebound. It's you got to do it all over again. 20
minutes. Right.
Think about how important it is, coach, to really collect the rebound. Offensively, that's crash glass offense as well. Get extra shots for your team. So, about that piece of how you much emphasize that to the team about rebounding that basketball, man.
Yeah. Offensive rebounding is something we've always hung our hat on. I think the first 2 years I was here, we were top five in America in offensive rebound. I don't think we're that high this year. It's probably because we shoot a little better. But defensive rebounding win championships. And those are the two things that I focus on daily and on defense. When the ball is shot, put your body on somebody. Let's get the ball and let's get out and run. But you don't. It's not a stop until you get the rebound. As you said, you can play the best defense in the world. They shoot, you don't block out, and they get it. Well, now you're going to guard for another 20 seconds. So that's something I try and do every day also is do some – a couple of drills that has these guys getting used to blocking each other out, actually hitting somebody. And on offense, when the ball is shot, I want my power forward and my center to just go get the ball so we can get more shots than the other team.
No doubt, coach. You got guys, multiple guys scoring the ball for you. It's about sharing that sugar per se, man. So everybody can't just key up on one guy,
That's right.
You got multiple guys who's a threat. So think about the importance of sharing the basketball, playing the right way. That's out of court too, and not just being one man dominant
That's right. I think I have at least, and I said this in film yesterday, I have at least seven guys that either have gotten 20 or could get 20. So if your leading scorer is having a bad night, I think I saw this stat or heard this stat on one of our games, 45% of my scoring comes from my bench. And I think that's fourth or fifth in America. So not only is my starting five good, but I got guys on the bench that can come in and get buckets and get stops. So that just adds to what we're about here, which is when you have 11 guys that play, it makes practice so much more competitive because everybody knows, hell, I'm playing for minutes. And if you don't practice well for me, you're not going to play. So I take practice serious. I've been fortunate enough to play in a Final Four and coach in a Final Four. And both of those teams were elite practice teams. They practiced like grown men. And in terms, we played like grown men. So that's my philosophy here. That'll always be my philosophy as the head coach. You got to get it in practice. And what you do in practice is what you're going to do in the game.
Last one for you, coach. You kind of mentioned him a little bit. Mitchell Taylor from Atlanta, Georgia. Talk about that young man on your roster and how he's been for you guys and how it's cool to come down here in Georgia and steal you one. Get the SC State with you.
Yeah, no doubt. Mitch has been great. He was a little banged up last week, but he played great against Howard. He closed the game out. And, I mean, Mitch is not a point guard. He's a combo guard. But as I told him when I recruited him, I'm going to need you to play point at some time because you have point guard instincts. He can shoot it now. He's been in the gym a lot the last week or so. So he can shoot it. He can defend. If we go small, I can put him at the small forward. He can defend bigger guys than him. So Mitch has been a great find. Anytime you can get talent out of the state of Georgia, man, it's a plus because I don't need to talk about the number of schools there, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Georgia Southern, just a bunch of schools. So when you can go in there and get those guys, it's a plus. We went in there this year and got another big guy. I'm not going to say his name because I'm not sure by NCAA rules. I'm not going to say it. But we got a big out of Georgia, which we're looking for a big thing coming from.
No doubt. But, coach, anyway, we can help you in the box. So get Georgia guys to keep you rolling, man. We're going to help you, brother. We love having you on the show, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Georgia is what do I got to say? Georgia is one of those. I think when I started recruiting as an assistant coach, I think I had like six, I call them power states, and either states that are some of the best athletic states in America, Georgia, Florida, California, New York, Texas, and I'm leaving one more out. There's another state that I call those power states. You want to recruit those states because both those states have way more recruits than colleges and they can't get them all. I just try and sneak in there and get my little bit and bring mine back to Orangeburg with me. But I'm heavy in those five states because I know there is a plethora of not only basketball players, but all those states I named, they're great at every sport, football, basketball. So I try and hit those five states, and I'm blessed that Georgia is only a 2-hour car ride away from Orangeburg, South Carolina.
No doubt, man. No doubt, coach. It's really easy driving. Family come watch you play, which is very important. You know, that was kind of my thing when I was getting recruited. I didn't want to be too far from Atlanta. Yep. So I wasn't, but that's why I had my mother and father come see me play. So like I say, it's very important these days, man. So now, nah, Coach, keep coming down here, keep that roster going. So you can have a prestige state now.
That's right. And not only that, but one thing I've learned is that, hey, if you get a kid from Georgia and you do right by him, hey, that coach is always going to say, hey, coach, there's a kid over here you want to come look at. So I try and make sure that we do a good job of recruiting, not just good kids, but good student athletes. And on a different note, the fall semester, my team had a 3.1 GPA. So we not only do it on the court, we do it in the classroom. And I have 100% graduation rate. So you come here, you're going to get coached the right way. You're going to get coached hard now. You're going to get coached hard. But you're also going to do well in the classroom.
No doubt. Coach Mario, it's been a pleasure having the show, man. Hopefully we're talking again next month after you win the scope, man.
That's right. Definitely. We'll talk before we go to the tournament.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you having me. And once again, we usually do this once or twice a year. But anytime I can help, you let me know. I'm all for helping out the guy who's on the rise. Your journey is like mine. We're starting from the, I wouldn't call it the bottom, but we're starting from meager means.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Going to build ourselves up. So when we get to the top, we can say, hey, we were there for each other when we started at the beginning.
Yes, sir, Coach. No, it's funny, man. This journey has been great, man. I'll tell you what, man. It's hard to have a full-time job, which I do in the NBA and also do this show, but being a one-man band, but I love it. I love relationships I build with coaches like yourself, man. Just you all believing in me, trusting in me, knowing that I'm about the right things and about the game of basketball, having played it myself, and I'm here for you all. And I'm not here to kind of get you, per se, like other people may be, you know?
I got you. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to talking to you around March 16th, when we're getting ready to get our name called on CBS.
Yes, sir. Let's claim it now, buddy.
That's right. I said it. I put it out there. It's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Folks, Eric Martin on the Boss Man Show.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.